Yo, what's up, everyone? It's Tongue. And if you like what we're doing here, please help us out and share the show. And without further ado, here's the episode.
My brother, Ant, he had his beard and mustache going one day, and then he came out of the bathroom, walked in the living room. I'm looking at him. He's like, what do you think? And he just had a mustache. I'm like, bro, you look like a Luigi. Yeah. He legitimately looked like Luigi.
Bro, that's one of the most disrespectful things you can do to someone is just make fun of their beard.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why I do it to Dan all the time. Because he doesn't grow it on his cheeks. He just grows
the
it
little
like,
goatee
right here.
Yeah.
And then he has some on his mustache.
He's got the dirty Sanchez going on.
Yeah. There was one thing I noticed with Matt. Matt has like one of those thin, what's the Adams
that,
family?
Yeah.
He has that thin mustache.
He does that pimp mustache.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody selling hookers have that thin little mustache there. Just like right above your upper lip. And then underneath the nose, he keeps it trimmed.
What the fuck is it called? It's,
it's
the pin, pin,
pencil thin or
something. Yeah. The pencil mustache.
Yeah.
It looks almost drawn on.
I hate this gap. You have it too.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. It's that white boy gap.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate this part right here. Where like
I don't mind that.
If you lift up the mustache,
there's no it's just like bald
as
fuck.
It's just bald right here, and I fucking cannot stand that.
Dude, I just get one random hair on my cheek.
Dude,
like above everything else.
I get random hairs all over. It's annoying. Like I'll have a hair like this long. Like, this is like 3 inches.
So the size, double the size of my penis, yes.
Just on my shoulder, just chilling.
What the fuck?
By itself.
Just on the shoulder?
I'm like, what the fuck?
Zach.
We're just name dropping today.
Yeah, yeah. He had, like, this kid has blonde hair, right? And on his arms. But there was just one long black strand. Like a good 2 inches. And he's like, this is my lucky hair. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I'll have a lucky eyelash growing. I plucked it, though, because everyone was like, ugh, that's weird. But it was like an eyelash, like, legitimately this long. You can ask.
What
you
the
know.
Fuck?
Yeah.
And
Tony was like, pull that off. I'm like, no.
Why? Hold on. Why do women... why do women put on fake eyelashes? Does anyone... Like, I'm asking the guys here. Do any of you guys find that attractive when a woman puts on fake eyelashes?
Yes.
Why? It looks the same.
It accentuates the eyes and makes them more visible so that when you're looking at them, instead of just staring at their tits, you look at their eyes for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so that's the limit. Like, you have to at least look for 5 minutes, then you can go back to tits, right?
I said five seconds. Yes. I know your attention span isn't that long.
Yeah.
She's gonna fucking roast you today,
hey,
dog.
Hey,
She's gonna roast all of us.
I love it.
Yeah, it's like more feminine too. Yeah. But I can't do that those crazy long ones some people do.
Yeah, like it's fucking
some chicks do.
It's like a fucking like one of those Chinese flans every time they flap their eyelid, it's just
whoosh, it looks like they glued like 15 spiders to their eyes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I can't do that. That's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
And then like the long fingernails, like how do they wipe their ass? Like do they just roll the toilet paper around their whole hand and just go to town? Because like when the nails are like super long, you know, crazy.
That's a good question because I really want to know.
I was on Facebook, right? And there was a poll they were doing. The guy was like, when you guys are wiping your ass, do you take the toilet paper? Do you fold it or do you crumble it up and then wipe your ass? And I'm like, what fucking savage is out here rolling up toilet paper, crumbling it up into a ball?
I'm telling you that. I think that's how those chicks have to do it.
Oh, my God.
I fold it.
I go around, you fold. And then I do it and then I fold.
I take like a couple pieces and I'm
I do like six and I'll fold and then go to town.
No wonder it takes you an hour to go to the bathroom. I gotta make sure. Throw that shit in my hand, and I'm done.
I gotta make sure that it's a fucking precision strike on my asshole, all right?
You're in there folding origami in the bathroom.
Today, the dove is wiping my ass. Tomorrow, it's a
crane.
Bear.
Yeah, oh, bear.
Thursday, it's ducks.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Bald Notion Podcast. Today with me, we got Steven.
Hello.
Jeremiah.
What's happening?
And another guest, B.
Hey.
We're going to remain anonymous on that name there.
We say too many foul things and, you know,
Yeah.
She works in an office setting, so we don't want her to lose her job.
Yeah, maybe don't get descriptive on where I work.
There's how many offices out there?
4.
Maybe. Well, now that Corona, or not Corona, but like that whole shit with the nobody working. What's your guys' take on that? Like, my thing is...
me out. I had a burp, too. I was going to say something. I sound like a goat there for a second.
My thing is, honestly, why would anyone go back to work right now if they're going to work for less than what the government's paying them just to sit on their
ass?
Because
people...
You know, go for it. This is about notion.
Steven, I'll wait.
Somehow, we have just entered a socialist society, and that sneaky fuck Biden did that.
That sneaky fuck Biden.
I'm just saying, dog, because you got to remember, they were like, well, we're not going to send stimulus checks because Trump's still in office. We're going to veto it. And as soon as he won, stimmies to everyone.
You get a stimmy.
But yeah, it's bullshit. Because now...
Who the fuck?
That's not me.
This scumbag.
Trash.
My bad.
But yeah, no, they're just printing more money. And then, like, you know, our kids' kids are going to have to pay for this.
No, the inflation rate has already gone up. Food, gas, everything's gone up about 25%.
No.
It's bullshit. There's no incentive to go back to work. And you can't use the excuse, well, it's hard to find a job right now.
Because it's not.
I mean, you could drive down the fucking street and how many help wanted signs do you see?
Oh, man.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. My thing with it, though, people are going to get their $15 an hour somehow. And I think this is probably the best way for them to do it without putting it into law, like increasing the minimum wage. But.
Well, just not working.
Yeah, it's just not working. So it's going to force businesses to, you know, force people to pay. But the downside to that is it's going to shut down so many like. Mom and pop shop, because they won't be able to compete with all like Walmart and all that shit.
It's turning corporate.
Yeah, so it's
having a reverse effect, and I don't agree with the 15 minimum wage. I don't agree with that.
Well, everything's gonna go up.
No. It is. Everything's gonna go up. You're gonna have a cut. You're gonna have a decrease in jobs. Like I understand you want to have a livable wage. I think everyone should.
Oh yeah,
but I don't.
McDonald's shouldn't be giving minimum like living wage. Because those work environment are like, I was talking to someone about this. McDonald's, supermarkets, and all that shit, they're jobs that don't require skills.
Yeah,
they're
right.
They're not careers.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're like college students.
Unless your whole goal is, I want to run my own McDonald's.
Yeah, like
I want to own my own business.
It's work experience.
Right.
And then that's about it. Like, you're not supposed to be feeding a family of 4 on it. I mean, if you have no other choice,
Yeah,
I mean.
So it's like, get off your lazy ass and work right now. Work at McDonald's for right now.
Yeah.
Save up some money. I mean, it's hard for people, especially during the pandemic, who has to, like, afford rent. They can't save too much, which... People got to like understand, just kind of set some of their paycheck aside to like actually, you know, start learning more trades and skills.
Like, well, I mean, if you go around and see all the help wanted sides, I don't think there's any excuse for anybody to be sitting at home just collecting money.
There's the one excuse again is just the government is paying people too much to sit on their ass.
Yeah. Well, that and like,
so, you know, all the only way to get everyone back to work is not fully take it away, but at least lower it to like a lot less than what all these jobs are hiring in for.
I only saw one stimmy check.
Yeah, it's a sticky situation.
B knows, because I bitched to her about it. I was just like, I only got one stimmy check.
Oh, I got all 3, baby.
And I never got Stimmy Turner. I never got anything after that.
What's crazy, too, is like I kept working through this whole thing, and I got all 3 as well. So it's just like, did I really need it?
Right.
You know what I mean? But then like, you know, the uproar that would have happened. Like, no. I wouldn't have been part of it. I probably would have bitched for a couple of days, but like, oh, everyone else gets money, but not me. But like, I stayed working, thankfully, through this whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, too. It's like, I'm at work and I have all these responsibilities to do. I don't feel like I get paid enough to do the amount of stuff I do as
go
it
quit.
Is.
Go quit and collect unemployment.
I can't quit.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get let go. But if I go down the street, and let's just say I have one job and they're hiring at like, you know, $3-4 less than what I'm doing now. It's like, should I do that? Because I have less responsibilities.
Yeah.
Like, it's just insane, you know?
What's your take?
Well, first of all, you could literally drive down the street, throw a dart, and you'd be able to get a job.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But second of all, yeah, like, why even bother finding a job where you have to deal with the stress of talking to people if you can literally just sit at home and collect more than that?
Especially these customer service jobs.
And like, I would not take a job for $15 an hour to ever work in retail or for fast food ever again in my life.
Has anyone out here else work in retail?
I used to.
I never did retail. I
worked at an auto parts store.
Dude, Steven, you would have probably fought somebody working in retail.
I got called racist like probably 5 times because I wouldn't like company policy at the auto parts store is like if you bought a certain part, you couldn't return it based off the part category because it could have failed because of wrong installation. So then I'd have people come up. They're like, I need to switch this part out. Give me my money back. I'm like, I can't do that. And they're like,
B, what the fuck was that?
And they're like, adjust it.
Grab from the top right here and you just move it around.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. But they're like, no, you ain't, you're not returning. You're not giving me my money back because I'm black. I'm like, that has nothing to do with it, sir. Like, I can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my manager was black and he's like, no, fuck you. You're a racist piece of shit. I'm like, all right, man.
So
I'm
my girlfriend's a POC, damn it.
So I yelled at Marv. I'm like, hey, Marv, this guy's calling me a racist motherfucker. He's like, man, you ain't racist motherfucker. Who the fuck coming up in my store, fucking bitch like that? He walks to the counter. He's like, what you want? And then he said that word. I'm like, what? He's like, you give my money back. He's like, I can't do that. He's like, all right. I'm like, all right. You ain't going to get him shit, but you get me shit. Oh man.
So
there were some characters and you had to deal with. I mean, you know, people's cars are breaking down, they want a handout. I'm like,
I'm gonna tell you
I don't get paid enough to care about your problems.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you one of the most embarrassing things I did at a when I was working at Menards. I was working in the plumbing department, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about plumbing. They just kinda tossed me in here. So
he shits.
Yeah. This guy looked like he's a hefty shitter. He knows what's good.
Throw him in plumbing.
So I'm like one of the sales associates. So someone would come up to me and like, hey, I need so-and-so, right? And the sales associate is just, you're just walking around fucking making sure everything looks nice. And then you just show them where shit is. They asked me where something was. And I don't know what that fucking thing is. So, you know, as they're talking to me, I like started doing an Asian accent, like I don't understand because I literally don't know what the fuck they were asking for.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, most embarrassing thing. And then my one of my coworkers come, I was like, yo, what the fuck was that, bro?
Hello, sir. I need a pipe wrench. Oh, so sorry.
What? No, we don't have Hidden Valley Ranch.
That's when you just walk up to like a random part, be like, "Did one you need?"
Give them a toilet plunger,
and then walk like two more like steps, and be like, "Did one you need?" They're like, "Oh, fuck this guy."
How's working at Sam's Club?
It was honestly the worst fucking job ever.
Yeah.
Fuck Sam's Club. So that place is like a place of nightmares. Not only do you get like people who come up to you and tell you like their life story for no reason. Like people will just walk up and be like, I'm having a hard day. We're getting divorced. And he's taking the kids. And I'm like, do you want a hot dog with a drink?
We got mustard and ketchup over there, sir.
But you get like people who like have a bad day and their only way to react to that is to throw a whole rotisserie chicken at your face.
Wait, did someone physically throw a rotisserie chicken at you?
Yep, package and all.
I did not.
Jesus
know this.
Christ.
That's outrageous.
You duck and roll. Duck
and roll. What a waste of chicken, dude. The inner black in me is kind of mad. I need to find this person.
Yeah, it's okay. It was white people who were there anyways.
Yeah.
It's a pay-to-shop.
It's a pay-to-shop.
You know, going to Costco all the time, I do not see a lot of black people at Costco.
You know, it's like...
Dude, all I see at Costco is white people, Indian people, and Arabs.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're buying all the stuff and they're reselling it at the gas stations.
Makes
shit.
Sense. Like, bro, I saw Kirkland water bottles at a gas station before.
If you walk in there, like, you'll grab, like, let's just say, like, you grab a candy bar or, like a granola bar or some shit. Yeah. They'll say not for individual sale on it. Like, because they're buying it at Costco and selling it. It's hilarious.
Hey, you gotta hustle somehow.
I'm telling you. I love it.
Oh, man. Did you guys hear about the teacher who got fired or got arrested for doing coke? Like, she's a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, Jesus.
The kids were at recess, so she was, like, in the back just snorting coke. And apparently they found out.
Get through my day.
Have you ever been in a classroom full of just, like, have you ever been with 5 kids?
No. Nah.
Shit's fucking nerve-wracking.
I think we all went to school.
That's the way those parents.
To be fair, she was probably just trying to match the energy in the room.
Exactly. Dude, 30 kids. Imagine 30 kids having to take care of that. I don't know how any of our teachers did that.
She gets so much done. My kids learn so much. She's like, what's going on, kids?
I know. She said, all right.
That's why they're always asking to bring in tissue boxes, dude. Their nose are always running.
There you go. And she's like, we're going to do math today. 2 + 2 = 4. All right. Recess. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Where's all my straws? She's in the cafeteria, just a fistful of straws back to her.
Miss Jackson, it's only been 10 minutes. Get outside.
Yeah.
You know how they pull kids into the hallway? She's like, hold on, I gotta pull some kid in the hallway. She does a bump before she pulls him out.
Kid comes back, fucking covered in white dust. And slap marks. All right, get back in there.
Start brushing Johnny's head off. Johnny has dandruff.
I really think we need to get Johnny some dandruff shampoo. Every time he come out of class, he's just always just powder and shit everywhere.
Really? Should we get him dandruff shampoo? Yeah, you got to go to a guy on 5th Street, make a left turn. He's in the house, 2nd floor. Okay. Get you a real nice dandruff shampoo.
His name's Rocco.
Yeah.
God.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Has there been any instance where you've seen your coworker do coke, like, right in front of you?
Not in front of me, but no. Yeah, I know a guy.
Going back to Menards, I didn't know someone with, like, the long pinky nail.
Yeah.
So, he was doing some shit.
There's a guy at work that had a long pinky nail, too. But a guy at work, he came in, he's like 59 years old, this guy I used to work with at the dealership, and he walks in, he's, like, all wired. I'm like, you all right, bro? He's like, yeah. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I got to finish this 8-ball. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I was up north all week and bought an 8-ball, and I haven't slept in 3 days. So I'm just like, bro, you're like 59.
You're going to fucking die.
Like, should you be doing coke? He's like, you want to finish this off with me? I'm like, no. He's like, well, I'm going to go finish and smoke a joint. I'm like, okay, you do that, bro. So he walked outside. He fucking came back in, smelled like he just smoked a joint. He's like, I feel better now. I'm just like...
I still kind
of. I'm worried about you. And he's like, "Don't worry, man." I'm like, "You're 59." Like, he's like, "Oh, it's my time. It's my time." And he starts going crazy. I'm like, yeah.
"That shit don't have an age restriction, all right?"
Wild guy. I love
Let me just say that my old job at movie theater Anonymous.
Yeah.
There was a guy there that we nicknamed Weird Nick, and let me tell you.
Oh God! Stories.
All right, he not cocaine, but speed. I was training him, and he was like, you can tell what I'm on, because he was all super sweaty, and I was like, what? Because we're all sweaty there. We're going up and down stairs all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he leaned really close to my ear and was like, speed.
That movie theater, you were sharing a story yesterday that someone brought in their pet lobster.
Not their pet.
Or no, it was going to be for their food. Let them know where you found this lobster.
Okay, so we are cleaning the bathrooms because I was an usher. You have to clean. And there was a stall that was locked. So we used the broom handle to unlock it, opened up, and there was a live lobster in the toilet. And we were like, what the fuck? Like, there's this whole crustacean in the toilet. Like, what are we supposed to do?
Hey, yo, someone dropped off Larry the Lobster in this pit. Maybe that lobster was trying to take a shit, and you guys just bust down the door on him. You guys, hey, yo, I think that's some legal action there.
To be fair, it was dying slowly in fresh water. But, so one of our managers was like, well, we can't keep it, so throw it in the compactor. So we threw it in the compactor. That thing probably died instantly among all the other trash. And then this guy came out after his movie had ended and was like, went into the bathroom and came out, and he was like, where's my lobster at? We were like, dude, you had a lobster in the toilet. What do you mean? Like, we threw it out. And then he got all mad, and we were like, well, why did you put it in the toilet? And he was like, well, I bought it at the store. And, you know, me and the missus, we wanted to go see a movie, but we didn't want to, like, leave it in the bag all the time. So we just, you know, put it in there, and we were going to come and get it after the movie. And I'm like, you were about to feed your wife toilet lobster.
Plus one lobster? Yeah. Like, aren't you supposed to have, like, four or five of them to even have, like, a decent amount of meat?
The audacity of this guy, though, going to the movie
theater. Like, the amount of brain dead you have to have. To bring your lobster into a movie theater.
What? One, he was going to feed his family. How did he sneak it in is the real question.
His wife's purse.
Makes sense.
How did he get it out of the stall? How did he get out the stall? Like, did he go underneath the door? Did he go over the door? Did he go under to the next stall? I have so many questions. Yes.
You know what?
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Did he lock the door and just kind of like...
jump over? Like,
some people don't question when they see weird shit. I mean, we've had weirder stuff happen there and people don't even bat an eye. So that's
Jesus insane. Christ. He was going to feed his family toilet lobster.
I mean...
that's...
his wife or his girlfriend. Yeah. I don't know.
It's pretty disgusting.
Hey, yo, that's like flavor the water, right there.
That's gross.
That's so gross.
Why does it have a hint of corn?
Yeah. It was like it's like one of those Louisiana, like, crayfish.
Gumbo?
Yeah. You know how they...
toilet water gumbo?
Oh, shit.
It sounded like prison gumbo right there.
He's just like, this lobster's a little fishier than I remember.
That's so gross.
That's foul. That's fine.
Like the back, like if it was in the back of the toilet, like that water's cleaner.
Yeah.
Like, but like the bowl where
where,
like,
people shit, you know,
where residue builds up.
That's so foul.
These are industrial toilets. They don't have the back.
Yeah, I was about to say they don't have the back.
Well, then it's just nasty.
God.
But I would love to be like a fly on the wall watching him get out of that stall.
That's probably the most intriguing part is how the fuck?
Because, like, he locked it. Didn't he lock it?
So he had to lock it and then, like, crawl on the shit floor.
Then that's another gross. Yeah. I mean,
now he's sitting in a movie theater with fecal matter particles all over him, and now the missus.
I wouldn't put it past him since he was going to eat toilet lobster. So he probably was ready to get down and dirty.
It's just extra flavor.
Yeah. He's going to wrap the lobster in his shirt like a cheesecloth and boil it for all that flavor.
The woman dating that man or married to that man that convinced
She probably died of dysentery. Yeah, is that dysentery. What it's called?
She's like, let's just take it home. He's like, no, I got an idea. Like, she's like, oh yeah, what is it?
Put it in your purse.
We're going to put it in the purse, put it in the toilet. We'll get it after the movie theater.
Bitch, I don't have enough gas for a two-way trip.
Why didn't she just keep it?
And just agreeing to that.
In her purse.
They Ubered it.
What?
They Ubered to the movie theater.
Oh, my God.
So they Ubered to go to the grocery store, only picked up one lobster.
I think they walked.
Oh, they walked?
Yeah.
So they walked to the grocery store by a single lobster.
They Ubered to the grocery store, then walked over to us because we were close enough.
But still, so they get to the grocery store, purchase a single lobster, go all the way to the movie theater, leave it in the toilet. Watch fucking Endgame or whatever the fuck. And then...
fuck off and get mad.
Yeah, fuck off and get mad. When the people are like, yo.
What about lobster, dog?
The audacity.
Don't ever do that. To the listeners, don't do that. If you're trying to impress your date, don't give her toilet lobster.
You know, that's the one thing that's good about customer service jobs. You get stupid-ass stories like this, and it's amazing.
I love it. I love it. I love dealing with some of my customers at work because they're just... I talk to them. I'm just like, how can you be that fucking stupid?
My favorite one, when I worked at the dealership, this old guy came in. He had a brand new F-150. He goes, a truck's making a funny noise. And I go, what does it sound like? He's like, I swear to God, this is what it sounds like. I'm like, what does it sound like? Okay. He's like, it sounds like there's a stick dragging. Like, that's the exact sound, I swear. I go, have you looked under the truck? And he goes, no. I'm like, let me look under the truck. So I look under the truck and there's a stick like wedged in the, like, I don't know how he got it wedged in there, but it's like, it was like red wedged in the gas tank, the fuel strap, the gas tank strap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was pointed down and it was dragging. I'm like, I think I found your problem, sir. So I crawled underneath and I ripped the stick out. I'm like, there's a stick on. I swear.
That'll
like
be $30.
I'm like, just look under your truck, man. Sounds like a stick dragger. Just look under your truck.
When I was working at the banquet hall, we had to like pick up plates and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was, we were doing an outing where, you know, the guys go play golf and then they come back. So as they were eating, I was going to go pick up this guy's plate. And then like it was an empty plate. So I reached for it. He like slaps my hand. No, not you. I was like, huh? And he points at my friend, who was 17 at the time. This guy's like, it's 40, 50. He's like, I want the blonde one to do it.
What? What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
That's wild.
That's, oh God.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man.
Dog, if I couldn't do it, I couldn't work customer service. You slap my hand,
like I said,
beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, like I said, you'd probably fight people. I don't know how you haven't like swung on anyone.
I actually escorted two people out of the building before because they were getting that rowdy. I'm like, no, we're not having this. We had a lady work at the O'Reilly's, was the auto parts store I used to work at.
Auto parts store?
Auto parts. And some guy came in, real old school way of thinking. So,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, I know exactly.
So mm-hmm. We're dealing with everybody.
N-words and women ain't shit kind of language, I get
I don't want to buy auto parts from a woman.
Jeez.
Type of
okay.
Mindset.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And she knew what she was doing, you know. There's nothing wrong with her. And he's like, I don't want to deal with you. And then she's like, well, then you can wait. He's like, I don't want to wait. And then she's like, well, then you're going to have to deal with me. It's like, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about anyway. And then she's like, excuse me? You know what I mean? Which is fair.
Yeah.
And then the other guy was just like, bro, why are you talking like that? He's like, nah, women don't know cars. And I'm just like, holy shit. So, and then that just basically escalated to the point. I'm like, so you got to leave. He's like, I ain't leaving. I'm like, you're leaving.
He looks at Jeremy. Listen here, I ain't taking your shit either, you little twink.
Yeah, yeah. So he got loud with me. I'm like, that's fine. He's like, fuck you. I'm like, that's cool. I had his arm and I just had it behind his back. I'm like, you gotta go. He's like, you better get your hands off me. I'm like, call corporate. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I just got him out the door and then I locked the door and he's standing at the door. I'm like, do you want me to call the cops? You know what I mean? Like, leave, you know,
get the fuck.
See, I'm going down the street to the competition. I'm like, goodbye. Bye.
Yeah. Who fucking cares? I hate that shit. Yeah. I hate that shit.
And the other guy got real loud and he grabbed we had a retired Air Force guy working with us. Real cool dude. He actually reached over the counter and grabbed him. I'm like, nope. And I just went behind him and just grabbed his arms up. And I picked him up. And I
You picked them up? How emasculate. That's hilarious.
I picked him up and I walked him out the door. This is probably all like legal shit. Like you might want to bleep out the name of that company, I said. Yeah. But I picked him up by the arms. And he was like the same size as me, but just older. And I grabbed him. I pulled him out the door. He's like, fuck you. And he tried to swing. And I just went like this. And I shut the door. You know what I mean? You can't put hands on people, you know?
Yeah.
It was just instinct, and this is when I was working with my dad all the time doing the bodyguard stuff. Mm. So it was just like,
Yeah.
And then after I did it, my manager was like, bro, you shouldn't be doing that shit. But that was a badass move.
Made him look like a real pussy. The fact that you picked him up.
I just kind of like, I just grabbed his arms, you know? Because he had his arm like this, and I was stocking shelves. I'm like, So I grabbed his arm. As he's holding him, I had his arm right here, and I kind of grabbed him like this, and I went like that. And he's like, get the fuck. I'm like, oop. Like right on my chest, and I just wobbled him out.
I don't think you can fight after that. Yeah. If you've just gotten picked up and your legs are dangling and shit, dog, just walk away.
You know what that reminds me of? There was a video where it was the start of Corona where everyone was wearing a mask and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's in the market. I don't know whatever fucking store it is. He's talking about how everybody's a sheep and they're wearing face diapers and all this shit, right? And like this is on recording. So as he's like yelling all these obscenity, whatever the fuck the word is, his kid picks him up like how Jeremy does.
I seen that.
And he walks him out of the fucking store. That is.
Because he was like, Dad, stop. Damn. And his dad was like, oh, fucking. all derp shirts. And then his kid was just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not dealing with this today.
Yeah.
Picked him up. He's like, pull it down. Pull it down. He's like, nope, we're going outside, Dad.
Oh, man.
I feel bad. Like,
I feel bad for the kids, yeah.
Don't, you're not above anyone else.
No.
You know? Yeah. And I hate to say it, I'm going to be real. Your life doesn't mean shit. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean shit. You're not above anyone else.
Like, and I got lucky because that guy could have turned around, pulled a gun out, and shot me. You know what I mean? You know? Like, and I mean, I was 19 at the time, 18, 19. So I'm just like dumb, you know?
Yeah. Like, when you're like, yeah, when I'm you're King like, Tut, you know? 17 to that, like 21, you're like,
yeah,
life can't touch me. Yeah, I'm fucking invincible.
And then like, and then when you reflect on things,
you're like, oh shit, I could have fucking died.
Yeah, yeah, I could have died, or they could have called the cops up. I would have gotten fucked. What's the, we were sharing stories yesterday at the one restaurant about cop stories and shit. Yeah. Our weird interaction with the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever had a cop point a gun in your face?
No.
My sister's chilling in the room with us. Do you remember this? We were like, we were middle school and we were hanging out with our brothers at their friend's house. Our oldest brother went with their friends to go buy weed. So on their way back, they didn't know the guy that they bought the weed from was an informant.
Oh God.
So when they bought the weed, they took it back to the house and they were all chilling. Me, my sister, my older brother, one of my older brothers, and our friend Nikki, which I got a funny story about her also. But we were in the back playing like cops and robbers or something, and we had a fake pistol. So as we're running around, Nikki has the gun. Fucking SWAT team starts circling around the house, and we're like,
"Was this here, or was this over at their place?"
At their place.
Oh, okay.
So we look, and they're pointing the gun at us. And my older brother, too, he was like, Nikki, drop the gun.
that makes sense. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Fuck, dude. And I think I was either fifth or sixth grade. So I was like 10 or 11. Bro, I was shitting my fucking pants.
I bet.
They forced us to take they took all of our names and all that shit. And I was like, what's going on, dude?
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever had a gun. I had a gun pointed at me before, but it wasn't by a cop. It was by my stepdad. Because I woke up late to work.
He's fucking wild. Every time you bring up, my stepdad, I'm like, this is going to be a fucking trip.
My stepdad. The ghost one that.
Yeah, the fucking one that's haunting my mom's house right now.
Yeah, the garage.
Yeah, that shit. Rest in peace. Don't haunt me, Art. Come on now. I woke up late to work, and he was real paranoid. Yeah, I mean, he was in the Navy, and he was a Marine, all that jazz. And I woke up late to work, and it was like 9 o'clock. I had to be at work at 8 or some shit. And this, I just, you know. So I'm scuffling through my drawers. I'm hurry up and getting dressed. And then all of a sudden, like, I just see this silver revolver come around the corner. And I'm like, yeah, yo, it's me. And he's sitting there staring at me. He's like, you're supposed to be at work. He drops the gun and walks back into our room. Like, we're not going to address the fact that you almost just fucking shot me.
I got to change my pants now, asshole.
Yeah. I just put my underwear on. I got to change it. That was the only time I ever had that. But with a cop, no, I've been grabbed and all that jazz by a cop before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put in handcuffs. But
B has a funny story.
Yeah. B was racially profiled.
That's hilarious.
You were there for it, Tom.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't?
No, it was Tao, to John, and Ahmed, right? And you.
Yeah.
And you were the only white person in the car. The only
white person. And they racially profiled her.
They pulled us over. To be fair, we were circling around random dirt roads, listening to scary stories in the middle of the night, thinking that we were cool. And Ahmed was driving with a broken leg. And we were like, oh, we saw the cop following us. We were like, we better get into that gas station and change, like, drivers, because Ahmed can't be driving like that. So he moved, and then we got two in there. Mm-hmm. And we got pulled over because we knew it was going to happen. And they're, like, checking everybody's IDs. And they look at me. They didn't ask. I was the only person they didn't ask for the ID. And they were like, no, ma'am, are you okay?
She lacked melanin. She must be in danger.
They're like, ma'am, are you okay? That's do you hilarious. Feel safe? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, what are you guys doing?
Man,
that's hilarious.
Do you know Morse code? Blink twice if you do need help.
That's awesome.
Just blink at us if you do need help. Are you being held against your will? No, I'm fine. Are you being held? against your will.
These are my friends. Code 9, we got 404s. Is that what they're called? 404s and 103. I'm going to need backup.
That's hilarious.
Send the SWAT team. Oh, man.
No, man.
Yeah, defund the police.
Shoot.
Nah. That whole thing is weird also.
What about you, B? Like, did you ever have any gun pulled on you? I don't.
No, my dad has, though. And his was a funny story.
Let's hear it.
He was eating breakfast because he was a truck driver. He pulled over some, like, shitty little place, was eating breakfast, and some guy came in and robbed the whole place. And my dad, like, made some kind of joke, and so he pointed the gun at my dad's head, instantly lost all humor, told him to get on the ground, like, took his wallet, and he was like, I want you to sit on the ground for 10 minutes. And he's like, if you move before that 10 minutes is over, then I'm gonna fucking shoot you. And my dad was like, okay. So then 5 minutes pass and the police are there and they're like, you got to get up, sir. And he's like, no, he told me 10 minutes. I'm not moving. Hey, I got five more minutes.
I'm just going to finish my Lucky Charms. I got the timer going. 10 minutes, you know, he might break out of prison. And if he sees me getting up at 6 minutes, I'm fucked.
Yeah, that's like the ultimate how tough are you card.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever shared the story about Matt. You know, he's not here, but I'll share the story anyways.
Fuck him.
Matt was at when he was living at his apartment in Southfield, he was taking his dogs out to take, them take a shit.
I remember this.
And there was people across, like, from the other building. They were yelling up a storm and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were in a big fight. And Matt, you know, Matt, he doesn't give a shit. He would just look over there. Right?
He says something, you know, because Matt gets loud.
Yeah, Matt don't give a fuck. Matt's ballsy. Yeah. So the guy, like, he sees Matt staring and he goes, hey, yo, white boy, what the fuck you staring at? And Matt goes, you know, big chest and everything. You go, whatever the fuck I want, right? This guy lifts up his shirt. Well, you want to see my 9mm? And Matt's like, picks up his dogs. Nope. And walks right back into the house or right back into the apartment.
I'm telling you, that's when.
When you see a gun, hey, dog, don't even risk it. Just get your ass out of the situation.
Yeah, you don't.
I definitely matured from when I was younger. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Because there's things and situations I'd just be like, man, like, you know.
Man, I'm going to fuck him up.
Yeah. And then now I'm just like,
let's think about it.
It's not worth it. No one's life's in danger. You're not harming me. You're not harming anyone I care about. You go ahead and be an asshole, sir.
Yeah. You know, that's your business. Yeah. I might call the cops. I might not even do that. You know, I'm going to go to the movies. Maybe I'll find a toilet lobster. Yeah.
Damn, he really robbed that lady. Yeah. Shit.
Well, if it's something like that, I'll you know, try my best to help.
But... Hey, if they're robbing an old lady and they got guns, yo, 911. Three numbers, bro, and I'm gone.
At least.
I hope she's good for like the 5 minutes it's gonna take them to get here.
License plate number or whatever.
Yeah, that reminded me of Phoenix Jones. Oh, just God. Climbing off the building and the lady's already got robbed.
I know. Oh man.
If I see a little old lady getting robbed, I'll look at her, I'll be like, she
fucking,
you got robbing money?
Yeah, you got robbing money.
Sheesh. Damn, you just got robbed. Yeah, can you help me? You got some nice slippers. I'll take them.
They didn't take everything, huh?
It's gonna cost you.
What kind of dentures you rocking? Let me have them.
I need a new set of teeth.
what else is I?
What other topic you got?
Vanna, so
big guy,
this lady, gross. This boss, right?
I saw that.
She runs a porn industry, and since everyone's quarantined and all that shit, you know, the stress is built up and whatever.
Yeah,
this lady
build up.
Oh yeah,
got stress
to let her like employees relieve themselves. She sets a 30-minute like break for them, where they can just go into this room and just start fucking flicking the bean, rubbing the rooster, you know. And honestly, I feel like every workplace should implement this.
That's a lot of cum.
That's, you know, don't eat in that room. Don't take your food break. Don't take lunch breaks in that
room. Can I just say one thing about this? I don't know how that works with it being a sex job. Because you're going to have a limp dick when you come in there. It's going to take you a little bit to get hard again.
Like a half hour is generous.
Yeah. Like 5 minutes is plenty of time.
Yeah.
Some might even say that's too much.
So the
just 30 minutes.
Just
though?
The hygiene part of it though.
Yeah. So the name of the company is Eric Lust Films.
Yeah, and that's her name is Eric Lust. Yeah, Erica Lust.
And she has private masturbation stations.
Yeah, dude,
at the office.
Interesting. Imagine though. Imagine every workplace implementing it. We'd probably get a lot more done.
Dude, I don't know. Because, okay, so it says there's 36 people that work there, right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the opposite.
Here's the thing. Like, you know, if you watch your coworker walk into the station, you're like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. And you come out and you're, how do you deal with it? Because you get that post-nut clarity and you're just like, did I really just whack it at work? And then you walk out and everyone's just like nodding at you. And you're like,
hey, Jim.
Oh, God, dude. What the fuck?
I hope you wipe down afterwards because I'm going to need to use that room in like 20 minutes.
You wash your hands.
You come out and you're like, oh, Jim, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
What did I do? You left your fucking nut all over the wall again.
Oh, who didn't refill the hand sanitizer?
Well, like after like, yeah, you have the clarity, but at the same time, it's like you're just like, all right. Now what? Like, you know, I feel like there's no energy. Like, beforehand, I'm like, I'm ready. You know, I'm like, let's get shit done.
Just come out, pants around your waist. Who took the last of the fucking Jergens?
Oh, man.
Now, is it segregated or is it like segregated male and female stations or?
Steven, it is 2021, bro. Well, you can't segregate people anymore.
I don't know. I don't think this is a topic.
Look.
But they're trying to do that right now.
But.
Huh.
The segregation thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about, I forgot what football game. They're saying we're going to have the first football game or a baseball. I can't remember which one it is. At a stadium. Mm-hmm. But if you're not vaccinated, don't have the vaccine card.
Oh, so they're
we're going to have face mask and non-face mask segregation. So they're saying, like, if you don't have the card, you have to wear a mask and you're in a certain spot.
Jesus.
And if you are, you get the cool spot.
That's gay.
But
here's where
at work, they're doing it. My work just put a memo up saying if you have your vaccine, and you can show us the card. You don't have to wear the mask anymore.
Mm, show me your papers. Yeah, yes.
But now,
that's where we're at.
And then whoever doesn't have it, they're forcing the people that didn't get it to wear the mask.
That's so fucking gay.
I mean,
so they're already creating divide.
Yeah. Yeah.
But going back to it, here's my concern, right? So let's say Jeremy walks in there and it's just
not
like,
trying to get too political.
No, no, you're good.
You said segregation and made me think of this.
I
get what you're saying. Yeah, it's like a word. Between, it's a word that means separate. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, so Tom goes in there, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right, I'm going to fucking bust one, right? You bust one. All right, good day, right?
Right.
Then Jenny from accounting goes in there, is like, well, I want to rub one out. Oh, I want a kid though.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know?
That's why I said you got to wipe down before you leave.
I like his type.
I'm just saying.
And then next thing you know is you're getting a letter in the mail saying you got
child support, dog.
Ain't that weird as fuck? So I was I saw this article.
I didn't consent, I swear. Walt, kid's yours. Yeah.
I saw this article. It was a lesbian couple. They went to a sperm bank and they get pregnant. Mm-hmm. They sued the donor, the guy who nutted into the cup, for child support.
Wow.
How is that even legal, dude?
Because they run out of money and they were like, fuck it.
No. How's that a law, though? Like, how are you allowed to sue someone if you chose to go to a sperm bank?
Yeah.
Like, well, is there not contract, or not contract, but like...
What do you think?
There's a first for everything.
What?
What do you think about that?
About them suing for child support?
Yeah.
I mean, you're our women opinion on this show right now.
And this is the first
It just
lady
sounds like
podcast.
A cash grab. Yeah. I mean... No other way around it. It just sounds like a cash grab. They're just like, no, what?
Hey, honey, we love you and everything, but we have to let you know. You weren't adopted. We got you from a sperm bank.
You came and out of a vial.
Yeah.
You
came out of... And we sued the shit out of your father.
They're like, so here's that's a why boy. Your name is Ka-ching.
But okay, so like, let's say you worked at that porn company, right? And you're like, all right, it's time to flick the bean, right? How would you feel if, like, Tom or Jeremy or one of them was just like, yeah, I just got done busting the nut in there. And you're like, well, it's my station now.
That's weird.
Like, they have to have a toilet in that room,
right? It is weird.
They said it's like a little office room. It's not like the bathroom or anything. So like, yeah, if you get it on the couch and someone gets like a cotton swab and, you know, just fucking shove it up there, you're dad now.
Do they just have like a power washer with spermicide in it?
That's how you do it. You get like one of those spray bottles with just spermicide and just spritz down where you got it on the ground.
Or like those toilet seat covers where it's just like on the wall and you pull it off. Mm. It's like a little sani seat.
Yeah. What's the hand sanitizer company called?
Purell.
Purell. We sanitize your sperm.
Do you got a masturbation break room? Well, we got a...
Can you imagine the fucking smell?
No, I don't want to think about that stuff.
Yeah, that sounds
That's horrible. Nasty.
It probably smells like a strip club.
How many?
It smells like 36 people all whacked it in one room.
The musk.
The musk, though.
Ooh. She probably recording all that. To be honest, she probably recording all of it.
It's like that. It's like, what are those? It's not a hotel. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Motel?
Not motel. Airbnb. Oh, an
Airbnb.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever hear those crazy horror stories?
Yeah, where they would record people like in the showers or some shit, or crazy. Just smashing.
All that.
And there's just like a camera.
I don't trust that shit. Shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Like if people really want to be pervs, like they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. They find a way. Like there was a, I forgot what video I was watching. It was a porn. No, I'm kidding. It was like porn. It was Vice, and they went to like a hotel in Japan. And there was like, we got professional people who like could find hidden cameras and microphones. They found 36 cameras, cameras in one fucking room.
That's crazy.
That is insane, bro. Imagine all the angles. That's probably the best porn video out there. I'm just saying.
36 camera angles.
If you can combine that, you can make it a 3D experience.
Exactly. Bro, that's...
That's it. That's why they did it.
They're VR making technology. Money. Oh my God.
Watch his pasty ass. From all different angles. You want to slap it?
Translate the text. White boy still wears socks when he fucks.
Don't worry. Half of these cameras are night vision. So if they turn off the lights, you can still see all those angles.
That's wild.
Pathetic man only lasts 20 seconds.
Watch a businessman ruin his marriage in 30 seconds. Oh, fuck. Yo, imagine if you're just like scrolling through the hub and you're like, let me check out some of these videos. And it's just you and your girl thrashing in a hotel room.
You're like, wait a second. I know who this is. This is me.
Where's my royalties, damn it?
Right.
It's like, oh, shit.
That was, these guys, I don't know if you guys heard this thing. It was with Pornhub. So they had to take down a shit ton of videos because apparently...
Underage shit?
Underage girls were posting their shit on there. So thank God I don't use the hub.
Well, that's why they got rid of like a whole bunch of shit. Like everything has to be verified now. You have to be a verified user to use it now.
Why was that not a thing beforehand? They probably would have thought of that if they had their own masturbation room. You know, decompress, clear their head, and they were like, you know what? Post nut clarity? We should probably verify. We got to vet all these people.
Listen, let me just say that it's a lot cheaper to just have people post up their own porn and you collect royalties on them. You don't have to pay actors or a studio or anything. You have random people on the street fucking and they upload it themselves.
Those goddamn Ukrainians, bro. They love... Or is it from the Ukraine?
It's usually them Russian videos where they'll have the box truck that's like a two-way mirror and shit.
They literally fuck on the street.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's weird to me, man. I knew a friend who, he told me, he was like, yo, me and my girl just got back from the park. You won't believe what we did. I was like, I don't want to fucking know. And he's like, we fucked on the bench. Why people, like, it was like a little picnic blanket. We were just hanging out, sitting on there, watching people. She was jerking me off. I was like, what are you doing, bro? Why are you telling me this story?
You're at a park where kids play.
Yeah. The park next to your house.
And you're getting your schmeat stroked.
Yeah.
There's that one squirrel that witnessed the whole thing.
He's in shock. That squirrel's in therapy. You know, it's weird that people love bragging about random shit like that. It's like,
oh, yeah.
We fucked in a movie theater. It's like, bro, I'm trying to watch Captain America kick some ass. I don't want to hear about you.
Right. I'm not trying to smell that fishy ass pushy all day. You know?
I used to find condoms, and you'd be surprised what kind of movies that it would be for. Kids movies. You remember Trolls? I found a bloody used condom inside of the movie Trolls. Someone lost their virginity in that movie.
Oh, my Lanta.
God, that sounds
to trolls?
To trolls.
What the fuck?
That's gross. I just hope it was consensual.
You were there for 50 Shades of Grey, weren't you?
Yeah.
How many spots were on?
Yeah.
Let me just tell you that whole theater was super hot. Like, we had to turn the air conditioning up super high.
It smelled like an aquarium, I bet.
It did.
The penguin section.
Oh, that's foul, dude.
It was hot, even though we had the air cranked all the way up.
Dude.
And it always smelled.
That's wild.
Like, we had air freshener cans, like super strong ones that we'd have like set on timers.
And that ozone. Is that what they call it?
Oh, I don't know, dude. Oh.
And you know, we'd have to wipe down all the seats and stuff. It was horrible.
You're going through, like, you know how the usher's going through? Pee Wee Herman, what are you doing in here?
Now,
fucking,
how many cucumbers did you find there?
I didn't find any cucumbers.
Oh, no.
But we did actually find like an actual dildo one time.
God.
But it wasn't for that movie. It was for Magic Mike.
Makes sense. But
people,
y'all are foul.
Yeah. Just go back to smoking weed in the theater, goddammit.
Yeah. No more jerking it in the movie theater, please. Man. There's kids, especially in Trolls. Like,
at least put it in a popcorn bowl.
Right.
If you want to talk about dicks out in movie theaters, I'll tell you about Pee Guy.
Who, what? Pee Guy?
Pee Guy.
Pee Guy.
So Pee Guy is a legend, all right? So he would go and see a movie, and it was every single week. He was a regular customer there.
Oh, so you recognize
Pee
Guy.
Yes, he looked like a homeless Mario is the best way to describe him.
I like the description.
And okay, homeless Mario.
He would walk in, order his ticket, and pretend that he had never been there before every single time. But we always knew it was Pee Guy. We were like, God damn it, it's Pee Guy. We're going to have to clean the goddamn theater after he leaves. He'd come in. And any movie he would see, just in the middle of it, he'd get up and pee on the seat. Like, he'd get up, whip his dick out, pee on the seat, and then move to the seat next to it. And this was before, like, registered seats or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were cloth, so they would stay wet.
That,
and no one ever really complained.
Until someone sat and pissed.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm scared of how many seats have I sat in that were filled with piss.
Probably all of them.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so this guy, one time he did it and like some lady got mad and like tried to hold him while we were calling security.
Let me guess, he pissed on her.
Fair enough.
No, she caught him peeing with his dick out. And she had a kid. It was the only time that anyone ever complained.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, we tried to call the cops, but he actually like had run out of the building by then, so we just like, our manager at the time had banned him.
Mm-hmm.
But then we went through a transition where we got a different manager, and she was like, well, I don't know this guy because he came back,
this bitch.
And she was like, well, I don't know this guy, I don't know any of his story, I don't see any like anything written about him. And so she let him in, and we were like, dude, it's Pee Guy, he's gonna pee on the seat again.
Comes in with a Mario hat, it's a me, a Pee Guy. He's like, please, just, he's banned for a reason, we call him Pee Guy for a reason, why are you letting him in? No, he seems like a upstanding fellow. Let him in. Let him watch Trolls. Fuck it.
So she was like, whatever, you know, lets him in. We were like, God damn it. And she was like, well, I'm not going to ban him unless we have proof. I'm like, you want us to like catch him in the act? Like, I really don't want to see this guy's dick. And we tried to like catch him in the act, but we're two people during the week. Like, there's only two of us. One's got to be up there taking tickets. The other one's got to be cleaning theaters. We don't have enough time to be dick watching, you know? So, we never could catch this guy. And finally, he had gone and seen some kids' movie or whatever and peed on the seat. We cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And he left. And we were like, okay, whatever. The next movie rolls by in that same theater, and there's pee on the seat again. We're like, what the fuck? Like, we cleaned this already. So we cleaned it again. And four more times, there was pee on the seat.
He was just chilling
every
in the
single
back.
Time. We saw him leave, though.
Oh,
and we were like, what the hell is going on?
So there's imposters.
At the end of the day, we were cleaning and I got to check the doors on the outside of the building. So I pushed on the door. It flew open. He had shoved stuff into the lock to keep it open so that it wouldn't latch. And we watched the security cameras from outside. Just about like every time, like every few hours, he would come back and open the door, walk in, and be gone for like a few minutes. Then he'd walk back out. And I'm like, no one in these fucking movies complained. Nobody complained that they saw this guy walk in. Like, it's bright outside. You open that door, it's pitch black inside. Like, you see this guy walk in, whip his dick out, and pee on a seat, and then walk back out. And not one person thought to go, I saw this guy walk in and whip out his dick and pee. This is a kid's movie.
Wow.
This is a kid's movie.
Oh, man. That's so...
It was literally a PG kids movie. I can't really remember what it was.
This guy, there's two things this man is. One, he's dedicated as fuck.
Yeah.
And he's hydrated.
He's mentally ill.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the word. Okay.
Christ.
Like, yo, if you just keep walking, there's a urinal.
Yeah.
You can piss in a bowl that catches it. And then puts it in a waste tube.
But why?
See, a urinal, there's black.
That's my seat.
There's backsplash when you piss in a urinal. Like, if you don't angle it right, it's going to hit you in your leg. When you can piss on a cloth that absorbs all the piss, he's an innovator.
He's part dog is what it is. Yeah.
Can I just say something that I know for sure? It was not like a water bottle or anything that he was using to splash onto whatever.
The odor.
This guy must be eating asparagus every single day for the rest of his life, or because
maybe he was like a disgruntled employee who got fired and he's like, I'm gonna show them.
By disgruntling other employees.
Yeah, and just pissing all over seats. The elusive pee man, Jesus Christ.
And you know what? Months later, after having left that job, I went to like a Coney Island and I saw him sitting in a booth and I was just like, it's fucking pee guy.
Oh no.
I'm definitely not going back to movie theaters.
Yeah, I'm not going to that movie theater.
Come on, dude. Don't you want to sit in some piss seats?
No.
Can I just say that they had replaced the seats while I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're the leather ones, so they don't really absorb. So you just wipe them down, but they were the cloth ones before.
Yeah.
I feel just like so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we might have sat in one of those seats.
You probably did.
I feel bad for the employees that had to clean it up, bro. Yeah, that's a lot of piss.
All that.
Piss, vomit, shit. It happens all the time. At least once or twice a day there.
I think I shared the story where the lady, when I was working at Benihana's, this little Chinese lady went into the bathroom. She's already in the bathroom.
Oh, isn't this what like kind of led you to like just quit?
No, because I didn't have to deal with it. The thing was, my friend, who I'm surprised didn't quit, this lady, toilets everywhere, decides to shit on the floor. Why? What's going on here, man?
You said she was Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Goddamn mainland China.
That's another story from the movie theater. Mm-hmm. We had some guy came in who was like a homeless dude, and they were like, oh, he wanted to use the restroom. Well, you're supposed to buy a ticket in order to go to the bathroom. But whoever was on the ticket stand that particular day felt bad and was like, okay, you can go use the restroom. Probably like 15 minutes later, they see this guy run out pantsless. Ran out the door and was gone. Wow. And we were just like, oh, Jesus. We knew something was up. So one of my coworkers, they made him go into the bathroom because it was the men's restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened the bathroom and there was shit all over the walls. He had thrown his pants, threw them against the wall, splattered everywhere, then proceeded to paint with it all over the bathroom, missing completely all of the toilets, but every single stall, like in between all of the cracks in the floor, like... He literally spent 3 hours cleaning up shit that day.
That is,
and you know
foul.
What he got for that? A free popcorn.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a pizza party.
Nope.
Just one popcorn?
A coupon for free popcorn.
Oh, I would have quit. I would have quit on the spot. I wouldn't even went into that bathroom.
I don't think you can pay me to clean up other people's shit like that.
God. That reminds me of a story, though.
That's a tough job.
I was hanging out at my friend's house.
This is the story episode, by the way.
Yeah, we're just sharing stories. We're playing Halo 3, right? And I'm sitting next to the hallway.
Gross.
And the other three friends are sitting on the couch. We're playing Halo. And I start smelling something. Hey, yo, did someone just rip ass? And you know, everyone's like, no, I didn't do it. I was like, no, someone ripped ass because I smell shit.
Oh, is this?
Yeah, I don't want to say their name.
Yeah.
So, I see my friend's younger brother come out, dookie on his hands, oh little dookie fingers.
God, dude.
And I was like, hey, yo, your brother, he's covered in it. He's like, what are you talking about? And he goes into the room This kid took off his diaper
and started painting with his shit.
Decided that he was Picasso and drew on the mirror. He did a mural of Dookie.
Nice.
I was like, bro, I gotta go home. Hey, yo, this is all you.
And then you came and you told me that shit. You're like, yeah, bro,
you won't believe it.
And I was like, you left him? He's like, ain't my
brother.
There.
Yeah, ain't my brother. You can go fuck yourself. Hey, yo, I like Halo, but I don't like it that much.
Yeah, kids do that.
Yeah. Are you guys looking forward to having children?
Yeah.
What if they start being poop Picassos in your house?
Well, they got a belt for a reason.
Steven, that's child abuse.
I don't give a fuck.
See, that's the good thing about living down the street from your mom. You could just yeet that child over onto your grandma.
I already told my mom that's what I'm doing. I'm like, Ma, if I have a kid, I'm just going to show up and be like, yeah.
You're the one who really wanted grandchildren. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Have at it.
I mean, I want kids, but at the same time, I'm still debating about that, man.
Yeah.
This world's crazy.
And I
have a nephew, and I'll spoil the shit on him. I can't wait. He's amazing.
I think it's better being an uncle than actually being a father. I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, you're in a special situation.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I'm just talking shit.
Yeah. I'm so confused. All right, guys. We've been going on for about an hour.
Yeah, I think this is the longest episode we've done.
No, we did... I think our longest is hour 15 or some shit, but
not too bad.
Yeah, we're
pretty close.
Let's end it here. Yeah.
So what were we gonna do? We were gonna do something special for one of the episodes, weren't we?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bike seat.
The bike.
That's
seat.
The 100th episode.
Oh, that's the 100th episode. Yeah. Damn it! I want to be like the 25th.
I want to know about the bike seat.
All right, I'll share it on the 25th episode.
No, you said 100.
Okay, 100.
Yeah, we'll keep it at 100, but. Yeah, I mean, we're going pretty strong, you know.
21 episodes so far.
21 episodes. We first started, it was like...
You can tell.
We were like, oh man, I don't know what we're going to fucking do. What do we do?
Like, my brother was asking, he's like, yeah, I want to listen to a couple episodes. I'm like, yeah, do the later ones. The beginning ones, it gets, you know...
It's a little bit rough.
But you're working it out, you know?
Yeah.
Working out the banter and what not to say and what to say. And
yeah. Yeah, definitely, it's been a learning experience.
Me and Matt yelling at each other.
Yeah.
One of our worst episodes is the heated notes. She's like, no one's listening to that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and Matt were talking about whoever the fuck.
And then I was just like, I think it was me and you. We're just like, all right, we're fucking done.
Yeah, Jeremy, you guys like, nah, we're good.
We got too political on that one.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I think one of the first times you ever recorded, we had that random guy come over to our house and was
and the
raking,
my God. I was right in the middle of buying the house.
Yeah.
I was right in the middle of buying a house.
You pay me now.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker, we're sitting there because the leaves had just fallen. It was fall. And this guy comes up and he starts raking my fucking yard. And in my
unsolicited raking.
Unsolicited, yeah.
You guys were recording, so I couldn't go down there for help. I was just like standing there watching this guy destroy our yard, rake up all of like the grass and everything.
Yeah,
there was only a few
up.
Leaves on the ground.
Yeah. And then what pissed me off, and if I see him again, it's fight on sight.
He's catching some hands.
Dog, I got lights in my flower beds and shit.
Yeah.
And he ripped all that shit out. I was
they don't need this anymore.
I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill him. I'm like, when she told me that shit and I went outside, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking shoot him. I don't care, I'm gonna fucking shoot him.
Well, Steven goes missing, we know he is in jail somewhere.
Shit.
Somebody's gonna get a phone call. Hey yo,
listen. I'm just letting you know there's a hog farm.
Someone from Correctional Facility 1437 is trying to pay call you.
Hello?
Press 1 to answer. Press 2 to...
You answer it. Hello? Yeah, I fucking killed him.
Yeah.
I found that son of a bitch.
Listen, it was self-defense. He was holding a rake.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fuck him. I was terrified for my life.
All right, guys. Let's end it here. You guys don't want to share your socials?
I'm good. Yeah. You tag me on it. Anyway.
Yeah, I always
tag
you.
Tag us, but,
yeah.
Anonymous.
Yeah.
Yeah, anonymous.
Follow the show, The Bold Notions, on Instagram. When is your sister, how far is your sister with the new logo?
She's been going through some car stuff, so that's been on hold, but she's got most of it done. She's just got to do the veggies and some other stuff. All right. So it's going to look lit.
Yeah. Eventually, we're going to get a new logo. Yeah. But follow the show on Instagram and follow me, your boy Tongue. And everyone.
Little Easter egg.
Yeah.
Veggies.
If you... if you enjoyed the show, you know, share it on your social media, do whatever, tell your grandma to fucking listen to it, and yeah, peace.